have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Do you have an upcoming event? Well, I encourage you to book Beyond the Fence Family for an amazing experience. Beyond the Fence is a talented group of men and women who have toured the world to display their talents of song and ministry. Did I forget to mention multi-award winners? They're your one-stop shop for making your event the best in the city. Book Beyond the Fence today at beyondthefence.org. Click menu, then contact. Beyond the Fence, your audience will thank you.
Beyond the fence.
Beyond the fence.
Beyond the fence.
DB Juniors.
Yes, sir. I got you.
True two.
You know I got you.
The Jewels.
Broski, you know I had to fly in on this one.
G Will.
You know what it is.
You see coming like this, this one.
The bigger they are, the harder they fall. My problem is God slaughtered them all, the harder I ball. Fighting like a scary cat, with a back against the wall. Slip, but I didn't fall, I adapted to the fall. Ignorance, I've been through it. That's why I don't want you to do it. I want to influence, I already proved it. You can be fan of a Judas, come at the land of the ruins. Who are we fooling? What are we proving? What are we doing? What are we building? What are we giving to some of our children? Built a team, not just the industry thing. We do more than this rapper thing. Beyond the fence, the family tree with the queen. We do this to worship with the king. And we protect the women by any means. And our children on everything.
Through the years, I want my own fight, no life. Thinking everything is alright. Turn around and see my father in the light. Back in 03, that changed my whole life.
This season, one father, one mother believing. No father on the life I'm weeping. Same things happen for a reason. I'm believing, we're fleeing. Still off with you, life I'm bleeding. I'm in the probation, stacking. Structures in my life, too needed. Same friends, I'm a dog, can't see it. In the past, in the past, I leave it. I'm a dad's mind, I'm clean. For Christ, the rest of the cross, they need it. In a bird, I'm a child, and I heat it. Said I'm a loser, I say that I mean it. I'm independent, I'm a left with a teeter. Back find my words, Lord, still receiving. But Colorado, I'm still receiving. But never stops, and I know I keep preaching. One by twice, I knew where I'd be this week. The floor, I won't be defeated.
Swag so magnificent, due to the omnipotent. Yes, you know it's heaven sent. Call me George Jefferson. I'm walking in your glory if I keep my eyes focused and never turn away from the one who first loved me, man. I go by G-Will, I'm in the building, man. Good looking on the head off the game, just advance. My focus so clearly beyond 2020. Thanks to BDF, there's a new addition to the family.
What I got in my music, principal purpose, I'm much of the use it. Bruiser to prove it, I'm winning, I'm losing. Some of my dudes expose it to lose it. The BDF revolution, wake up, ain't no more illusion. Concert to the union, we appreciate your contribution. Awaken a sneak of time, define our bad it hurts. Conduct with metal, touch it, bring it together for the better men. Bring it together, be better men. All of the people in Tilleran, graduate old school veteran. Take over the nation in Taliban. Hold up the world with one hand. Shoot through the vision, it's intense. Looking at what the beyond is.
We are beyond the fence.
With this woman I seen, I've been drafted. Armors been fitted and heavily crafted. Run to the battle through power, I blast. I do this for real, pretenders is tragic. Judas a classic. Read the back of the book, there's a test and I easily pass it. All the sacrifice, the training, the blood and the tears, and I laugh it. Yeah, I'm a cast. I wanna speed it up. The label say slow it down. I skip my medication, tripolar, traveling the speed of sound. I'm lost and I'm found. Love you on the way up and they hate you on the way down. And it's never about the setting, it's the jewels that's in your crown. Shush.
We are beyond the fence.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Beyond the Radio.
Welcome to Beyond the Radio. And you better be smiling.
Beyond the fence is in the building.
Yes, yes, yes. Well,
welcome, welcome, welcome. This your main man, David Benton, and I am in the building. Welcome to Beyond the Radio. Yeah, shout out to the Elation family. We love you, we love you, we love you, we love you. Yes, 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 yes. I had an awesome, awesome couple of weeks. We missed you guys last week. Had a lot going on. Plus, I don't really celebrate Halloween, so I'm not going to say a holiday because holiday used to be called Holy Day. And to me, it just wasn't a holy day. But you know what? The kids love the candy. So happy Candy Day to the kids. That's right. Happy Candy Day to the kids. But we missed you guys. We love you guys. Man, we've been busy, 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 busy. And we got a wonderful show for you tonight. You know we do. We coming in here. It's going down. Shout out to Shay Samuel. She would not be in tonight. She's handling business. She is at a concert doing what she does to benefit the kingdom. That's right. That's right. She's been at it all weekend. She's been performing. She even had a preach earlier this morning. So shout out to Shay Samuels. But the show must continue, and it's going to go down tonight because we got the wonderful show for you tonight. Yes, we do. So can I get a drum roll? G-Will, are you in the building?
I am in the building. You know what it is.
Go.
What's going on, David?
Man, what's going on, my brother? Man, so it's been a while since we had you on here, man, as a guest. But tonight, you ain't just a guest. You are appearing as a co-host, my brother. So
yes,
are you ready to... Man, look, man, you got some big shoes to fill tonight, but you know what? Your name is God's Will, so you know you was already created to do it.
Yes, sir.
So, man, tell the people, man, tell the men and women of God and kings and queens of the world, man, since you have, you know, even though you do listen to the show, man, every Sunday right here at 10 Eastern Time, right here on Beyond the Radio, man, and I appreciate you, man, for always, you know, being a part of the team and just listening in. It's definitely a blessing. But, man, tell the people, man, just what's been going on with DJ G-Will.
Actually, man, just staying busy. Had a couple of gigs this weekend. Actually been having gigs about every weekend. And just did a wedding, DJed a wedding yesterday. And had a 65th birthday party today. So, yeah, it's been a busy weekend. So, yeah, just staying busy with different gigs. And I help out my partner, Real Deal. When he has engagements, we had an engagement in Chattanooga last weekend. So every weekend, we're booked doing something.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, man. And you are doing a lot of positive things out there, man. I just, you know, it's important to let the people know. You know what I'm saying? To let the people know because, you know, people, we want DJs, and every DJ is not the same. We both know that. So could you explain, man, what type of DJ you are? But, like, what can people expect? Why should people book DJ God's Will?
Well, first of all, you know, we're definitely going to have a good time. And all of the music that I play, I have every month at the Boys and Girls Club of Knoxville, they have a birthday celebration. And mm-hmm. always they ask me to come in and just have a little, you know, the DJ for the kids. So I do a lot of kids parties. And like I said, all of my music, clean music. I actually did a Christian school here, their prom earlier this year. And, you know, man, it's it's been a blessing, man. So, you know, we'll do a lot of Christian music, a lot of gospel, urban gospel, hip hop, as well as I'll even play my song Brand New and David Benton's Fly High. So I incorporate our music within these parties and different engagements. Even I even DJ sometimes at one of our local high schools, and I'll even play our music during like halftime and you know, during the games, and you know, so yeah, I try to do a lot within the community. We were at this place out in our city that we would do karaoke, so I do a little bit of everything and just try to keep it positive.
I want to ask you, like, man, you go from, I done seen you, man, DJ actual clubs where it was clean clubs, whereas karaoke wasn't no out of control clubs, man, where it was grown folk. And you played all good music, man, that was just good for the older crowd, man. It was just feel good music, and you did a karaoke, and people coming up there singing, man. Hey, so how is it, man, to go from how do you balance it out to do? You DJ the club, right? And even though it's positive, you DJ the kids, and then you DJ birthday parties. But then, man, you also DJ weddings, bro. Like,
man, it's just
it's amazing. Yeah, like with the kids, you got to play one thing. At the club, you're going to play something. Then at the wedding, so it's always something different. How does G Will, you know, what has it in your spirit to know what to play? Like, do you already have the playlist ready? Like, what is it, bro?
Sometimes I usually try to incorporate a playlist because, especially with kids, you know, you want to try to give them something, some positive music, you know, just something that they can really enjoy and something they can dance to. And then when it comes to weddings, you know, you're looking at, they're usually like top 40s pop. They're like the oldies, Motown. So you're doing a variety of music when it comes to wedding, a lot of love songs, relationship songs, well, good relationship songs, because, you know, you got some relationship music out there, you know, that's not good, you know, but a lot of love songs, you know, for couples. And just, man, when it comes to the clubs, and even though, like, the club that I with DJ in, it's not like a nightclub. And so it's like the music that is played there is grown music. It's not any ratchet music. You know, you're just playing, you're just feeling good. You know, you're eating chicken wings and Philly steak sandwiches and stuff. You got people coming up singing and everybody just having a good time.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Man, and I'm happy, G Will, man, you mentioned like the love songs and for the couples. And, you know, we're gonna go ahead and get in our topic, man. And the reason why it was important for you to be on tonight's show, it wasn't just about, man, I need somebody to fill in. Because you know what, man, God have put so much in me, man, I can just ride out. And I talk a lot anyway when I'm on here, so I could just go out the whole hour for real. But it was important. I mean, you know I can. So what was important tonight, man, for you to be on here, could you tell the men and women of God and kings and queens of the world, bro, how long have you been married?
I have been married to my beautiful wife, Nikki, for 24 years. We got our 25th anniversary coming up, Lord's will, 2022. And, man, it's been good. It's been a blessing. You know, we've had our ups and downs, but for the most part, man, it's been real good, man, to be able to have that that partner, man, that wife that's with you, that supports you, that's a helpmate, and you know, just being able to have someone to talk to, you know, when I come home from work and just not feeling good that day, I can just pour out my feelings of her, and she's not going to go. And you know, you can talk to some people, they're going to tell everybody. She'll keep it to herself. And, hey, man, it's been good. It's been good.
Yeah, and, like, y'all been together, man, since high school.
Yeah. It's been a total 25 years we've been together and married. Yeah, 29 years we've married. I mean, been together, but 24 years we've been married.
So how long? So say that again, bro. How long have y'all been together? Because that's what's
we've
important.
We've been together. 29 years. We were high school sweethearts. We met my junior year, her senior year in high school. And so we were together 5 years.
In my sophomore year. I remember, too.
Right?
Oh, man, I tell you, brother, I remember like it was yesterday, you know?
Yes, sir.
I mean,
yes, sir.
Hey, man, I remember, bro. And, you know, the thing about it, man, it's like, how did you, like, man, like, I think back and remember, like, I'm telling you, bro, when I say I remember so well when you guys first started hooking up, and I thought the idea sucked. You know, I thought it was a bad idea. Not because you were a bad person, but because we were all young, and you being a good guy and a brother that I always considered a cool brother, a friend of mine, and that's my cousin. And it's like, I don't want y'all to follow, and it'd be friction. And it's like, ah, man, not my cousin. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, man, anybody but my cousin. Only because I value our relationship.
Mm-hmm.
The only reason, like really, the only reason, but I'm speaking from a 15-year-old. You know what I'm saying? I'm speaking from a 15-year-old mindset. So I wasn't mature like I am now. So that's a 15-year-old mindset. Like, man, I don't want to lose my friend, man. Oh, man, he was my cousin, man. He got 1,000 girls, you know. And that's at 15. So how did you realize, man? Because I'm pretty sure, like, where did it come in where you first said, you know what? I believe she's the one. Like, where did that come?
When I had got to a point to where I was like, man, I'm not going anywhere. You know, I do feel that she's the one. And it was like, you know, even within those first 5 years, you know, we still in high school, so you already know it was going to be problems then, you know,
with
other people. But it was like once we got out of school and our relationship got a little deeper, and it just got to a point that I was like, man, I think this is the one. I think this is the one. And from that point, man, once we got married, man, it's been good. It's been good. I really can't complain.
Like, and the thing about it, man, it's like I look at husband in a dictionary. I be looking for G Will face. Like, I just feel you should have your like the definition husband Webster. Look, Webster. Put G Will face on there, man. Right now,
man.
Put his brand new album cover up there. Have him smiling. His photo need to be right there in Webster's for the definition of husband. Because brother, you are definitely a great, not a good definition, but you are a great definition of a husband, a father, a gentleman, a friend. Man, God's servant, like the title, God's Will, G Will, man, it belongs to you, bro. You deserve that title, like for real. So I just want to
thank God, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So I'm a man. The topic tonight, what I want to talk about, G Will, because you've been with your wife for 29 years, bro, and been married for 24. How the fall of man, and when I say the fall of man, I'm not talking about human beings. I'm talking about the literal fall of the male species, the brothers, the men. And I have to say this because it's necessary. The black man. The black man. And when I read the scripture, Ephesians 5:22, it say, wives, submit unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church. He is the savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be unto their husbands in everything. I used to hear that, and when I used to hear preachers, I didn't like growing up hearing it because I felt it was selfishness, and I felt like they preached a lot of it in error due to my mom being so strong, doing so much in the household, man. I see my mom, like she's a true example for me of what a queen looks like. I seen a praying mom, a fasting mom, a loving mom, you know. So I seen how strong a woman was through my mother, right? And I had my stepdad who been in my life really all my life. Love him so much. Miss him, man. He passed last year. I miss him so much. But he never tried to take the place of my biological dad, man. But, you know, he had his issues. He wasn't a sinless, but he was a loving person. But he was a hard worker, but he had his imperfections, and some of those imperfections caused him to stumble in a lot of areas. Then you had my biological dad who worked. When I say he worked, the brother worked, right? Strong bodybuilder, muscles everywhere. He was really strong, but he never committed to a permanent relationship. He would go from woman to 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 woman. And then he would teach me, you know, that he made me feel like being with one woman was not acceptable. Like it was more weak than strong. So I started growing up and thinking and making my mistakes and going through my, you know, debacle of life. And once I got incarcerated, man, I really started, you know, when you're incarcerated and being away from society, period, it gave me a time to really adjust and think, right? So now I got to explore. I got to explore as a young black male. And when I came home from prison in 2015, after 13 years and 2 months of incarceration, I realized that men are not valuable as they once were. And it disappointed me. It disappointed me. I see songs, who run the world? Girls. Who run the world? Girls. You know, when I simply used to hear somebody say, this is a man's world, right? But then I read this scripture. And then I heard how it was preached in error. And then I started really going to history. And it's like the man was once valuable, was looked at as more valuable yesterday than he was today. And I think about how before, because like in history today, in our schools, I have a problem with the first thing they talk about is slavery. They tell us, yeah, man, slavery when you came, but it's like, hold on, but who were those Africans before slavery? Like, we talk about the slavery, and y'all talk about us, y'all talk about the weaknesses, but who were they? Who were they before they became slaves right here on this plantation that we call America? And when I started doing my research, I found out the greatness. I found out they come from royalty. Majority of them come from royalty. It wasn't a democracy. It was a kingdom. And I found out how they were hard workers. And you see the pyramids that was built. You see the science. You see embalming. That's where we get all embalming. It came from Egypt. It came from Africa. And I seen all these awesome things, man. I read about these awesome things that the kingdom did in Africa. How the gold, like the streets of gold, literally, because Africa got its own gold. And I thought about that, the beauty of it all. I thought about the beauty of it all. So you would come to a new soil, and you come from royalty, and you automatically gonna think, you know, because you've been so high up, you've been in royalty, you think kingdom, you think greatness, and then you come to a plantation, and they take away your greatness, they strip you. So just imagine when the male is the head of the household. Just like the Bible saying, he living in righteousness unto God. And the slave owners, just because they wanted to, they just wanted workers. They just wanted people to work the field, work, and build what we see today, basically, because they wanted workers. But they would cut off the testicles or cut off the penis of the man. And once they do that, decapitate the man, now the man feel less of a man. And then when the woman and the kids see that slave owners come in and actually rape a man and go behind him, in the, can you imagine a little kid that's sitting up here like, man, I used to look at my dad like my dad was Superman. So I can't imagine my dad actually getting raped by another man. And there's nothing he could do. Now the hero that I once saw as a hero and invincible now looks powerless. And when I look at the predecessor, the only thing I can see is this person is more powerful than my dad. So that's going to go into my psyche. Now the woman feels like, okay, he can't protect our home. He can't protect us. But now you have the slave owners who say, you know what? You are more valuable to us for America. Now they're building the woman up. They're treating the woman bad. But they treated the woman, the black woman, better than they treated the black man. They devalued the black man. And that made the black woman start, they gave the black woman a little bit more power at that time. Because now it's like, oh, okay, the only way I can stay alive is keep the slave owner happy, even though I still love my husband. And then it got to a point. How, if you know that the family going to be separated, because you never know if the child, the husband, the wife is going to get sold into another plantation. So how can you keep a healthy household if you're being sold? So it was hard, like the newer generations to come in, because of your psyche. Now it's a transformation of when you once thought of as royalty, and your mindset was royalty, then you got the newcomers coming in and they realize there's no royalty here. We're at the bottom of the barrel. But we only gonna go in survival mode. So we gotta do what we gotta do to survive. And with that being said, I'm going to finish this up, but we're going to go to a break. And when I come back, I'm going to continue this conversation. And I hope y'all know where I'm about to go. But if you don't know, you're going to be blessed, because we're going to make some progress tonight. So with that being said, can I get some music, DJ? So where the music at? Where the music at?
Where the music at? Where the music at?
first thing a king will do. That's why I'm focused on the king and the queen of you. Before you make a move, think it through. Too much blood on the hand, and we know who to link it to. The thing to do is wake up, see the truth. When they see love in you, that's when they see the proof. How you believe in God? You don't believe in you. The tree of life inside of you, let them see the fruit. The fruit of your seeds is to achieve. All you need to do is you be true and believe. And the one that put earth in your lungs to breathe, he'll fight for you and me like Rocky and Creed. And the blessings you receive won't come from you breathe. You just need to stay open, yep, your main hope. But on that same token, these words that I've spoken are to make you fly high and mine stay broken.
Welcome, welcome to Beyond the Radio.
Welcome to Beyond the Radio. And you better be smiling.
Beyond the fences in the building.
We're back. Yes. And now for our sponsors, if you're looking for a voiceover, then guess what? Holla at the awesome, the amazing Paula G Voice. Why? Because Paula G Voice is in the building. She has an amazing voice, and if you need a commercial or anything that you need, whether it's radio, TV, Paula G Voice, yes, she got your back. She has a beautiful voice, wonderful voice. And guess what? That's the woman you hear on our shows as well. So contact Paula G Voice. You want to contact Paula G Voice? You can go to beyondoffense.org as well. That's right. And also, if you need a DJ, whether it's, we just talked about it, whether it's a school event, whether it's a Zoom, whether it's at the listen, we get, I don't care if it's the White House. I don't care if it's the Black House. Would you, would DJ G Will, would he DJ in a house? Would he DJ with a mouse? Would he DJ in the train? Would he DJ in the rain? Would he eat green eggs and ham with Sam I Am while DJing? Yes, he will. So if you need a great DJ, that's right. You holler at DJ G Will. Why? Because he's going to be on the ones and twos. He's going to treat you right. He is a man of integrity. And guess what? He'll be in the building. And guess what? He is affordable. Yes, he is. He's definitely affordable. And he's a clean brother. That's right. And also, listen, let's Talk Business, LLC. Look, we are also in the building, consulting firm. If you need coaching, if you need young people to be talked to, it's all about helping others grow and get beyond their fence. We want to help people to become better versions of themselves. And also, if you're trying to, if you're starting a business, if you have a vision, listen, we'll make your vision come to life. The Bible said, write your vision and make it plain. But guess what? Write your vision, make it plain, and we're going to make your vision into a reality. Why? Because we are led by the Spirit of God, and we have genuine hearts, and we want to see you get to the next level. But it's going to take some work, and you will need the proper coaching. So if you want the proper coaching, you want your business to excel, then please contact beyondthefence.org or go to aboutbuildingleaders@gmail.com. That is aboutbuildingleaders@gmail.com. We will get back with you. And guess what? We will take you to the next level. We have 100% success rate. I love saying that because we do. It's the truth. We have plenty of clients who have purchased packages, and they're happy clients. And because of those happy clients, we have got clients from those clients. So it's a blessing. We're thankful. But you know what? We cannot excel without you. So if you want your business to grow, contact buildingleaders@gmail.com. That is what we do. That's right. I couldn't do it as good as Shay, but you know what? I tried. So y'all better smile anyway, and if you ain't smiling, you know what to do. Get off the line, because we smile right here on Beyond the Radio. That's what we do. I'm cheesing right now. I'm just cheesing ear to ear because I am alive and I'm healthy and I have beautiful kids and I have a beautiful family. And you know what? I can't complain about that. I refuse to complain. So if you just now joining in, thank you. We appreciate you. We love you. Again, shout out to the amazing Elation family. Shout out to Kimmy Kim. And look, we was talking about the downfall of man. And when I say man, I'm talking about males, especially the black man. How did black man lose his value when he was once in a kingdom called Africa? Now, I'm going to continue from where I left off. If you didn't hear it, I pray that you guys follow Elation. And I'm telling you, if you follow Elation, you'll be able to do recaps. You'll see the recaps. If not, it's easy to go on David Benton page, or you can go on G. Will, which is William G. Will Faulkner page. You can go Shay Samuels page, Miss Alma E. Neely page, and especially the Beyond the Fence page on Facebook, and we'll show you a recap. Make sure that you subscribe on the Elation Radio Facebook page, and you can always get these recaps. So with that being said, I'm going to finish what we was talking about. When the men are sitting up there and they're getting tortured in front of their kids, getting tortured in front of their wives, their kids is not going to look at their dads the same. They're going to see devalue in the dad. They're not going to see the dad as a protector because the dad looked very vulnerable and weak. And the slave owners at that time made sure that, you know, that was going to happen because that was the agenda. At the same time, once those kings and queens who actually came to America, who once came from royalty, they have died out. So generations later, you really forget that part of who you was. Only thing you could do was hear stories. Right, they heard the stories, but now it's a whole new generation who just in survival mode, And then you have the woman and meets, so you have the woman meets man. But then how can they really make the love genuine when you really don't know who's going to get sold off first? The woman may get sold off. The man might get sold off to a whole nother plantation. They have children. The children are going to get sold off. So family never really was together because you don't know who's going to get sold off first. So they had to portray an image of weakness to keep the family together. So now everybody just plotting and planning, trying to be in survival mode. But at the same time, deep down inside, the woman looking at the man, she want to love him. She want to care for him. But it's so hard because they're in survival mode. And she looking at this man, it's like really, really not too much he can do. So only thing she can see, the superior, is the slave owner. That's why they call them slave masters. They would call them the master because they felt that he was the highest. That's where your achievement can come. And today, we that carried on and we still see the achievement through the Caucasian entity of the world. That's a reality. Think about this. Gee, we can go for a job. Most black people, we have bass in our voice. We can't help it. We was born. And we'll go apply for that job. And instead of just telling me, yeah, man, you know, I'm a good worker. I'm hard work. We'll change our whole voice. We'll imitate their voice to accommodate them. So that means we'll take away who we are to become them, to make them feel comfortable. So we'll change our whole voice. We'll go an octave higher. Of course. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Absolutely. The things that we normally wouldn't do, we would do, but we'll take away from our identity. So with men, we have lost our identity. And so when you think about that, G. Will, what comes to your mind, brother?
Man, that's a lot. I do feel that just as you said, we would change our voices to emulate the employer, you know, that's trying to hire us, just to kind of blend into. I guess I would say it's more to where they wouldn't think of us as being ghetto, hood, or whatever. They don't want anybody coming in there that's going to be a problem. And so if we come in there to that job and they think if we're just being ourselves that we're going to cause problems in the workplace, which is not
absolutely
is not true. And I mean, because I've been on jobs where, even my job now, where we'll have black guys come in and just, whenever the big boss comes around, you know, they, hey, how you doing? You know, they giggling and laughing at corny jokes and stuff like that. And I'm like, why are y'all getting nervous around the big boss when I've been on my job for 25 years, same job. And my big boss, you know, he's a white guy, he's a Caucasian, but when I tell you he's real down to earth, he's a real cool guy. And when he would come around, he would come to me and crack jokes and laugh at me. I don't like to play a different role around people. You know,
absolutely,
you're gonna see me as the same person, you know, and they'll tell you, hey, we're the same way every day, you know. Just like you said, you know, when you always smiling, I'm always smiling. You know, I try to keep a positive attitude, and it's not that I don't kiss butt to try to move up at my job, because if you don't want me for the work that I'm doing, you know, if then it's not for me. I'm not a brown noser, and man, it's hard, as you know, for a black man to to move up in certain places because they feel, some people feel as if, okay, or they're making a little more money. I can't let them get drive the car, the same kind of car I'm driving. So they want to leave right. you where you're at. You know, so we have to work harder to,
yes,
to move up in some places, you know, because sometimes you can get a manager like my manager right now. You know, she's a white woman. And when I tell you she has been a blessing to me at my job and, mm-hmm. you know, in some – and I've been on jobs where – you're not moving up unless you one of the good old boys. You know, you're gonna be stuck where you at and that's it. You're gonna be happy where you're at, you're gonna be happy that you have a job. So I've been on both sides.
Work home too. I think that's where a lot of problems go in the home. Because men are already devalued in society, period. So when you come home and because of the systematic racism that's going on, that's a reality. Your woman not looking at you like you would like her to look at you. I'm not saying yours personally, but majority.
Right.
Because our young women are being taught to not need a man. And that's absolutely not true. I need the queens to know that you can survive in this world without a man, but don't get it misconstrued with not needing. Man need woman and woman need man, equal in value to God.
Absolutely.
Understand. And so when I read this scripture of the man being the head of the household, being the head of the woman, understand there's a level to it. It doesn't mean that he's your dictator. That means that he's your protector.
Mm-hmm.
He's your covering. And it's important because the woman is so awesome. The queens they are. The black woman is so much of a queen and so intelligent. Oh, my God, man. A black woman is so great, so intelligent, that it's important for the man to protect this being because the intelligence of this being. Because the awesomeness of this being, then it's up to a black man to protect this black woman until death. Right? But at the same time, mm-hmm. a woman, the young black girl have been taught that they don't need a man. So that's why a woman is quick to, they grow up and they say, man, this dude ain't nothing. Man, these dudes ain't nothing. But they are something. And then you see what's being to the main media. If you notice, the movies that's excelling are the movies with drive-by shootings or stripping and drug dealing, and they make it look like that's how you be successful.
Right.
So our kids are seeing these things continuously, like the rappers. Like a conscious rapper, like myself, I'm struggling more than the guy who's talking about hurting someone that can get you put in these prisons. And people have to understand that they want you, they bring this agenda, they only make it popular, the negativity, and now even the strippers, the females, most of them strippers, and they make you think they're winning, right? But that's the agenda, right? And the thing is, they need the woman to look better than the man, the black man, because they need the black man to kill off each other, for one. Another thing, they carry this agenda because of the private prisons that's being built. So all these private prisons that's being built, they need to be filled because they already spent millions of dollars building it. So they got to fill them up and get this labor. I got paid $5 a month. $5
wow.
a month working 8 hours a day, and I worked hard. Seriously. That's free labor for real. Free labor. Mm-hmm. Right? So now they have it to where the woman is looking at the man and the man is not respected. as much. So now you got women empowered, women empowerment, when it need to be culture empowerment. It need to be family empowerment, because the man and the woman is equally important to the black home.
Mm-hmm.
The man and the woman is equally important to the black home. And G Will, you represent a male, a king, along with your queen, who build a kingdom, and you stayed in the fold, man.
Yes,
you
sir.
Stayed in the fold. And that's why you are important tonight. And for our kings, and for the non-kings who don't understand their value to become a king, the thing is, we have to readjust our thinking as a man, because these women are working hard. These women are out here left alone. We got to stop looking at a woman as an object and understand they are a person, a human being, who needs you.
Mm-hmm.
They need your strength. They need your empathy. They need your love. And if you love them the correct way, they're going to support you. And then what goes comes around, because now there's a bond that can't be broken. You love her, she respects you.
Mm-hmm.
She respects you, you love her. A man won't respect, a woman won't be loved. Nowhere in the Bible where it say, woman, learn how to love. No, it's in her already. It said, told a man to love, though, but told a woman to respect.
Mm-hmm.
Wives, respect your husband. But husbands, love your wife as Christ loved the church. What did he do? Sacrifice. Sacrifice his life. You're going to respect a man when he sacrifices his life for his home. Do what he's supposed to do. Be responsible. And if you break down the word responsibility, responsibility is the ability to respond. So you have the ability to respond to the call that God has put you in place to have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the man's supposed to be, we are the head of the household. And, you know, we put God first and then family next. I mean, the man, our role is usually the strong, aggressive, you know, and the provider. And, you know, the women's role is more or less, you know, they're generally more sensitive, nurturing, and basically both roles have to be present to balance things out. You know, because you can have, the man can be that strong, you know, stern, and then, but you have to have that woman to come in and be kind and, you know, and loving. And then, too, when you have a couple that respects each other, they understand that the man is the head of the house, and they're not going to belittle that man, especially in front of people. You know, when you have that conversation behind closed doors, it's still, you know, you're still the head of the house.
Absolutely.
You know, not that you're trying to stomp on your woman. You know, you don't want to do that, but it's a mutual respect for each other. You know, so
yes.
when you have a man and a woman, husband and wife that loves each other, that the love and respect is going to be there. And then as a man, you know, us being the stronger vessel, you know, we have to instill in our kids and our families, you know, we have to be that role model, you know, from where, like you said, when back in slavery and stuff, you know, they look at us as weak. And it's like, you know, we have to be that strong man in the house.
Yeah.
You know, to take care and provide for our family.
Yes.
You know, and it has its moments, man, but there are still men out there that, I ain't gonna say play their part. Just basically, you just being the man. You doing your role as the man. You're taking care of your family. You know, you making sure that everybody's fed. You got clothes. You got a roof over your head. You know, you making sure your wife. Hey, what you need, baby? Oh, I got you. You know what I'm saying? And when you take, just like you said, you take care of her, she's gonna take care of you.
Absolutely.
That's why I said it balances out. It balances out, you know. So, I mean, definitely, of course, you know, with God is in the midst of it, it's definitely going to work out. But you still have to love each other, respect each other, and not belittle each other.
Yes, sir. Hey, man, that was a great closing, bro. That was a great closing, bro. And kings and queens, men and women of God, listen, the Beyond the Radio family, the Elation family, listen, as you can see, this is a brother who's been with the same woman for 29 years, and his brother is young still. Been with his wife for 29 years, but being married for 24. So this is where we're really from. So the experience, man, experience is key. So I listen to this brother because his experience. So G Will, man, before we get off here, man, we about to go. We're gonna win a little bit over. Man, tell everyone how they can get in contact with G Will, the DJ.
You can contact me on beyondthefence.org. That's beyondafence.org. And of course, you can get with me on IG at G Will, Facebook at William G Will Faulkner. But yeah, hit me up if you need a DJ. You can hit me up through Beyond the Fence. We'll make it happen.
Absolutely. Look, you ladies and family, we love y'all. We appreciate y'all, man. Y'all subscribe to the YouTube channels Beyond the Fence or David Benton, William Faulkner, Shay Samuels. Shout out to Miss Alma E. Neely. She have a single out called This Love Song. Y'all go support that. Shay Samuels have a new single coming out, and we're going to premiere it next Sunday. Going down. We love y'all. We thank y'all. And we see you next Sunday right here at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And with that being said, where the music at? Where the music at?
Where the music at? Where the music at? Where the music at?
Where the music at? Where that new? Yo, it's your boy David Benton. I'm going to be on the fence. You know, when I was a child, I thought I was a child. I spoke as a child, and I understood as a child, you know what I mean? But when I became a man, I put away childish things. Yeah, I went from a male to a mentor. Good guy gone bad, I was never bad. Just hustling and grinding for what I never had. Sassy sold my first pack, I never looked back. Baking soda and water, show me how to cook crack. Hennessy and weed, chilling with the hood rats. Heather chill, XC pills, I let my book back, look. I did what I did as a kid, so stand down. Got caught with my pants down, now I'm a man now. Nobody fronted me, never asked for handouts. I was low-key, never had to stand out. School of hard knocks, never been the class clown. This part of my background, I'm talking the facts now. People know me, considered as an OG. Emotions won't control me, immaturity don't provoke me. Look, because of the old me, I owe me. Troy G, JT, Big Brad was there to console me. Yeah.
grew up in the trenches with the killers and hustlers. On the realer, you can be a killer and still be a buster. Fed my pit bulls hard white, no color in the butter. Turned against me undercover, now my kids gotta suffer. 10 of life, what conspiracy, no justice at all. They gave me 15 years, a homie claim he ain't mumble it all. I touched down, they realized I didn't fumble the ball. Staggered a little bit because of the fall. I didn't stumble and fall. Kept my head up, educated myself. Heard my pit bulls growling, contemplating my death. I cried myself, felt like I was living in hell. My cellie told me to thank God that I'm living in well. To get a grip on yourself, live instead of existing. Make a better decision, helping the children, put them in better position. Seeing none, just listen, give them vision, keeping them out of these prisons.
Yeah.